You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, then, I always like to kick things off with something super fun and interesting. And what is the newest buzzword that Gen Zers are using? Have you ever heard of Riz? Well, if you haven't, well, you should start using it. What does Riz really mean? It's a word that describes someone who's unique, they're captivating, they have charisma. Get it? That's where the Riz comes from. The Wall Street Journal found one mom where she said that she thought her son had an STD after he said, "Yeah, I got the Riz." So don't be alarmed if the kids in your family start saying the Riz. It's not a drug. It's not an STD. It's just Riz as in charisma. That's right. Which reminds me, why do certain people become accountants? Why do certain people become accountants? Are you ready? They don't have the charisma to be an undertaker. Womp womp. Yes. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Kim Commando Show, because after all, I'm Kim Commando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you. It's the biggest show. It's the best show. It's the most trusted show about all things digital. And get ready to boost up your tech game, because in our world, every single thing is now a tech thing. Now, if you're a first-time listener, a big friendly welcome to you. And to our family of regular listeners, welcome back. I missed you. And get ready for a ride with this award-winning show on over 420 premium radio stations scattered across the United States. Now, if you prefer streaming, just hunt for Commando in your favorite radio app, and you got me. Now, if you want a webcast or a podcast without any pesky commercials, just scoot over to commando.com, and you want to spot that button that's labeled Commando Community. Click on that, and you're going to be all set for an ad-free experience. And a big hello and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 U.S. service members serving in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you're just too dang shy to come on a big-time podcast and radio show, hey, I get that. You can drop me your question over at the website. That's commando.com, of course. And then there's a button that says email Kim. Every single day, I visit at least 30 to 35 different websites to make sure that we are both up to date on everything that's happening in the tech universe. And here are five things that you need to know that's happening right now. And we're going to start with a brand new, exciting movement in cryptocurrency. I want you to take a listen to this advertisement floating around on social media. And it's where Elon Musk and Bill Maher are talking about his new crypto platform. Here, listen.
Quantum AI is a new project that will help users increase their income exponentially without active participation.
Is this a closed software package?
No, we have made it available to everyone. Every Canada with a phone or computer with an internet connection can use our software.
Does it sound a little off? And not really. I want you to hold onto your credit cards, folks, because that's a deep fake ad. Elon Musk is not promoting some type of crypto investment. This is just one in a wave of deepfake scams that have finally hit social media. Just this past week, NBC News reported finding over 50 videos scattered across Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, featuring these deepfaked images and voices of celebrities. So they're all designed to scam you right out of your money. And the bottom line is for this. Don't blindly trust any ad that you see on social media, especially if it features a celebrity diving into areas that they normally wouldn't. I mean, this particular ad and others like it, they had Gayle King in it. I mean, really, she's talking about crypto? No, not really. So do your homework and do all your research before you reach for that wallet. Number two on our list, what's going on with our eyeballs? If you think your kids are scrolling on their smartphones and it's just warping their focus, not. It's changing the shape of eyes. Myopia, also known as nearsightedness, is on the rise. When you don't get enough natural light, your eyes actually grow longer. It makes it harder for you to see objects in the distance clearly. So the World Health Organization says by 2050, half the population get this, will be nearsighted. That's up 30% from today. The culprit is screen time. But here's what you can do. First, make screen breaks a thing in your house. Set up timers, parental controls, and, you know, go outside and play a good game of catch. You know, I really think about this because when I was with my doctor at UCLA, I explained to him, you know, I've been on a screen since I was probably 8 or 9 years old. And let me just say I'm, you know, a certain age at this point. And he said, because some of my optic nerves are kind of big. And I really think it's because spending all these days and nights in front of screens. But it reminds me of an old joke. A Polish man was getting his eyesight tested. The optician brings out a card with the letters CRWINOKSTASKI. And the optician says, can you read the letters? And the Polish man says, read the letters? I actually know this guy. That was a good one. All right, number three, let's go back to the subject of deepfakes. Before we start, I have to tell you, I'm going to be talking about Donald Trump. I don't want to hear from any one of you to say, oh, you did that because you love Trump. Oh, you did that because you hate Trump. Don't even think of sending me a note. Don't even think about it because I'm just going to go right in the trash. But the reason why I have to bring this up is Trump has a new rap song. You heard me. It's called First Day Out. It's about his arrest, and it has shot up to number 2 on iTunes. Here, I want you to listen to just a bit of it.
I don't bail, I don't bail, I won't see inside a cell. Shout out Thugger, free my slime, slat, slat, YSL. They trying to lock me up, but I'm plugged in ATL. Got homies doing life in jail, okay. They living in hell.
Right, it was created by an artist, Hi-Rez, and it was released under the name Trump the Don. He released it as a joke after he made about 30 minutes, and now it has, I don't know how many views and streams. The last number I saw was over 5 million. So, no, Donald is not rapping like that. It's all a deep fake voice of Donald Trump. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is that it's just a clue into what the election cycle is going to be like. It's just going to be insane. So you have to be really on your A game not to fall for these AI ads. And just to be clear, this is not about my personal views of Donald Trump. Okay, it's noteworthy to observe a former president's fake voice making waves in the digital music industry. Moving on to number 4, students, your principal has a TikTok too. Principal Nikita Richard, she's not just keeping an eye on hallway behavior, she's actually recording the kids on TikTok. That's right. So Alan and Alex were showing off their outfits in the bathroom, and then she says, this is why you two are tardy, and both of you making a guest appearance in my office tomorrow. She's putting this on TikTok, and she has like a million followers. Now, I don't know about this whole strategy to keep the kids in grade school in line if you're going to be making a video about them and putting it on your popular TikTok channel. I mean, kids may be acting up just to get notoriety, right? They may just be doing that because this way they are Insta-famous. And finally, this coming in at number 5, when it pays to have a dash cam. Okay, Mason Berger took his BMW convertible to a repair shop near Seattle. All it needed was a standard tune-up, but when he got his car back, he noticed something was wrong with the stereo. Then he checked his dash cam. What he discovered looked like an action movie scene. The footage showed the mechanic not only cranking up the tune so loud that it could damage the speaker, but also sailed through 2 red lights. Then he hit a speed of 113 miles per hour on the highway. After an hour and a half, the mechanic returned the car to the shop just like it was just normally. He just took it around the block for a test spin. So Berger was outraged. He said he felt violated. So the next time you drop your car off, here's what I want you to do. Take a picture of the mileage, video the entire car. If you have a dash cam, make sure that you turn it on. And also put an AirTag in the car, because this way, if the car leaves the repair shop, you get an automatic alert.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
So you're sitting there, you're on Instagram, and you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And of course, you see all those great photos of all these great dishes, right? And then how about the travel feeds? And oh my gosh, I see so many golden retriever pics and videos on my Instagram feed because obviously I love my golden Abby. Now, what if you're scrolling through Instagram and you start seeing ads for other things like hard drugs, weapons, scams, stolen credit cards? Well, that's exactly what happened to our next guest here on the Kim Komando Show, Jason Kebler. He's a journalist at 404 Media, and he was the former editor-in-chief at Vice's Motherboard. Jason, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. So when did you first start seeing these ads?
Yeah, this happened about a month ago, and I was doing exactly what you said. I was clicking through my friends' travel photos, feeling a lot of FOMO, and I saw this in the stories. I saw an ad for this guy who was standing in front of a Chase bank, and he had these huge stacks of $100 bills, like, you know, taped together or banded together, and it said, "Come join me," or something like that. And I was like, this is very sketchy. So I clicked through, and it took me directly to Telegram. And once I was in Telegram, he was selling stolen credit cards. He was selling hacked accounts. He was selling hacked like Uber accounts and American Airlines accounts. So, you know, you could sort of steal people's airline points and things like that. And ever since I clicked on that, I've been getting exactly what you said. Almost all of my ads have been for drugs, stolen credit cards, hacked accounts. I've even seen ads for automatic weapons.
So was the algorithm taking over?
It was definitely the algorithm taking over. By clicking on the ad, I was showing Instagram that I was interested in these sorts of things, which is the truth. I mean, I didn't want to buy drugs, but I'm a journalist and I write about content moderation and illegal content a lot.
So if you were able to click on an ad where the guy's selling, like you said, stolen credit cards and flashing wads of $100 bills saying, "You too, sitting at home in the comfort of your computer chair, could be driving this Rolls Royce and wearing this Rolex." And even though Meta, Facebook, whoever, they have these rules of engagement, these guidelines that say we're not going to accept advertising on this and don't even try to do it, that obviously it's still letting the likes of these ads and these people get through, right?
Yeah. So even though this stuff is technically banned on Meta, all of its platforms, which includes Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, they're getting through, and they're getting through it in a systemic way. So these scammers, these, you know, the criminals, a lot of them are figuring out how to bypass Facebook's moderators. And something that I found is, first of all, it's one thing for this to show up on your feed organically. The thing that is really interesting to me, not only is Meta showing it in the Instagram feed, but they are making money to advertise drugs on their feeds. And so something is deeply broken where they're not able to detect this stuff in order to take it down before it gets injected into users' feeds.
But how could an ad for meth get through? I mean, certainly there's got to be some words that's going to trigger something. I mean, we have that with parental control software.
I mean, that's the thing that really surprised me, because some of the ads I saw shocked me was I saw a lot of ads that just said MDMA in huge letters, you know, stacks of psilocybin mushrooms. I also saw trash bags full of weed. So it was like pretty blatant in a lot of cases. And the experts who I spoke to were shocked that this stuff was not caught right away. Like they didn't know how it could possibly be this way. And that's still a mystery. I mean, I went on a Meta has an ad library where you can look up what ads are currently running. 5 minutes before I called into your show, I looked it up, and the first ad that I saw was for hacked credit cards. So they still haven't fixed it.
So what is the fix? I mean, their excuse is always, you know, we are processing so many different ads and, you know, it's the algorithm. It's not working. I mean, there's a glitch in the algorithm. I mean, they've always got some excuse. But yet here we are. They have billions of users, literally, making I don't know how much money lately. And they always go back to, we can't put a person there, or there's only so much we can do.
Yeah. I don't think that excuse makes sense here. Because we are talking about them accepting money from these criminals. Like, this is adding to Meta's bottom line. I think it is one thing when just a normal user publishes something that, you know, as illegal content, and there's no sort of review process. I don't think it makes sense to review individual users' posts before they go up. But in this case, Facebook says that it has an ad review process where these ads need to be approved before they go onto the platform. Clearly something is broken here. And I think that because Meta is taking money for this sort of thing, they need to be able to catch this before it goes live. It just doesn't make sense to me that they're not able to. I know that they're processing thousands and thousands of ads a day, probably millions, but this is, you know, Meta makes billions and billions and billions of dollars every quarter. It's like they need to invest in technology to catch this stuff. I think you mentioned earlier, it's like we have child filters, we have parental guards. Those aren't perfect either, but some of the stuff that's getting through is so blatant that I'm shocked that they are not catching it before it's approved.
And you have to remember that Meta is a public company. They have a responsibility to their shareholders to make sure that this junk doesn't get through. But again, for some reason, I'm not really sure what it is, Jason, that we just seem to give big tech companies a free ride. I mean, imagine if you went on the GM website, okay, or the CBS News website, and you saw an ad for an escort, or you saw an ad embedded somewhere on the screen of the car for meth. Okay, everybody'd be like, oh my God, that's General Motors. They can't be doing that. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, that's Facebook Meta. It's okay. You know, we just will tell the kids not to click there.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. The article has gotten a lot of attention, and a lot of people have said, wow, this is crazy. But Meta is, they haven't ignored it because they are taking some of the stuff down, but they are not catching it with any regularity. Like, I'm still seeing this stuff all the time.
So if folks listening, watching, they want to read your story and learn more about it, how can they do that?
Yeah, please go to 404media.co. We're doing very serious privacy surveillance and reporting on stories like this.
So, you know what? It's a big story. It's a big topic. Jason, thanks for all your hard work and thanks for being here. So what can you do if you ever see ads like this in your feed? You know, the biggest thing that you can do is always to report the ad. Okay, it just takes a second. And yes, it does get into the algorithm. So again, anytime you see an ad, you say, this should not be here. Just hit that big old report button.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
You know, we talk about hackers here a lot on the Kim Komando Show because I always want to keep you guys and gals safe, and I always have your back. And they are just constantly waiting for this good moment to swoop in on your hard-earned cash. Now, if you don't know already, yes, you do need a VPN. That's short for Virtual Private Network. And what this means is that when you're doing your banking online, hackers just can't step in the middle and steal your money. Now, if you're already using a VPN, you're right on track, but you can take it to the next level, what's called a double VPN. You're like, what is that, Kim Komando? It's called a multi-hop. It adds an extra layer of encryption and anonymity to your online activity. Here's how you do it. You sign up for a VPN service that supports multi-hop connections, like ExpressVPN, and that's our recommended VPN here on the show. Then you connect to your first VPN server, and then once you're connected, you connect to the second one from right within the app or the software. So this way, it's even more difficult for anyone to trace your activity back to your IP address. And by the way, ExpressVPN, you do get 3 months free if you go to expressvpn.com/cam. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, how you can digitize your most important documents. I'm talking about all those important papers that you might have, and they're outside your devices, but now we need to get them inside for safekeeping. And then later on, oh, speaking of hackers, they got a new trick up their sleeve I got to warn you about. They're actually hiding malicious Word documents inside PDF files. So it's like a file within a file. Yeah, I know. It didn't make a lot of sense to me when I first heard about it, too. All right, Deborah in Kona, Hawaii. Aloha.
I sent you a question regarding the fires in Maui and personal possessions lost. I'm not on Maui, but I care about them, you know?
Sure. Everybody, you know what? Let me tell you something. The thing about the islands that I don't, and people on the mainland, they don't appreciate, as I've lived part-time on Maui, is that you truly, it's like one big ohana. I know it's hard to imagine, you know, and, you know, people are listening now in Los Angeles and Chicago and Miami and Atlanta, and it's really hard to describe this sense of community that exists on the islands and between the islands, where
that's true.
Everybody takes care of each other as if they are their own brother or sister. It's the only place that I've ever experienced that is when I lived on Maui, really, truly.
It is wonderful, isn't it?
You know what? It is. It is. I will tell you that I was shipping a car. Last time I was on Maui, I shipped a car to Arizona. And I was at the port there in Kahului. And I needed to get a ride back to the terminal because I was taking a flight out. And I went to get an Uber. And they said, no, you know, we're sorry. We can't get through the port. And then I was standing outside, and I'm like, oh, gosh, how am I going to get a ride to the terminal? And, you know, just, and this guy from the port comes over and says, hey, Kim, you need a ride? I'll take you. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. It's like, thank you. It's like, you know, and you don't have to worry about getting in a car with a stranger, you know, and it was just, it's really wonderful. But to have that sense of community, and, you know, I've heard, which I, you know, this morning I was texting some friends on Maui, but it's, they're in a bad spot. And I've been encouraging everybody to go to Maui, go to Hawaii, because the tourism is needed for that economy.
Absolutely. And,
and by staying away, it's not doing them any good. And I wish that I could go. I went for a run this morning and I was thinking, you know, how can I get there? But I had a cornea transplant couple of months ago, and pretty much advised not to travel until I get my stitches out, which is October 3rd, and I'm super excited about that. So after I get my stitches out of my cornea, I'm going to be hightailing over there to see what I can do and other things I can help. But I know we didn't talk, you didn't call to talk about that, but how can I help you?
Book that ticket, Kim. Okay, the reason I sent you the question, I'm concerned about us here on the Big Island. If there's a tragic happening, it could be a hurricane, it could be flooding,
volcano.
It could be anything, and we lose our phones, and they're damaged. We can't get to our contacts. How do we access our contacts if we don't have our phone?
That's a really good question, because we don't memorize phone numbers anymore.
That's
none.
True.
You know, and this is going to sound really horrible, but I had to put my son's cell phone number on a form not too long ago, and I actually had to look it up. I'm like, dang, I don't know what his phone number is, you know?
Yeah, we just push a button and it calls
exactly
calls through. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is just always keep in mind that if you have an Android phone, your contacts are backed up to Google Contacts automatically. So if you go to contacts.google.com, you can find them. If you're on an iPhone, they're going to be available over at iCloud.com.
Okay.
One of the things that you might want to do is periodically, is you export all of your contacts into, say, a CSV file or even a Word doc. There's ways to do this on both platforms. And then you email yourself your contacts file. So
okay.
The whole idea is,
that's
as long as you have access to your, as long as you have access to your email, you got access to your contacts. And the same thing if you have access to the internet, contacts.google.com or iCloud.com. You know, then there's the old school way. Remember that? We would have a small physical address book. Okay. It's a little outdated, right? But,
yes.
You know, that is something. One of the things that you also might want to do is you just consider, if you have an older phone, is just keep that phone charged and stored in a safe location as a backup. And then you can make sure that it has essential contact numbers. An old phone, you don't need to put the cellular service on it. It will always be able to call 911 without a cell plan. So that's right. Maybe just an idea to keep that as a backup. But, you know, the idea of, you know, how do I access my contacts? You know, it's something real. I mean, you know, people in Maui, they lost everything, especially, you know, in so many different places, and not just Lahaina, but also, you know, upcountry and Kula. So again, you're going to have them in your cloud account on Android as well as iOS. But, you know, think about, you know, like I mentioned, just emailing a copy of your contacts to yourself so you always have that backup. Deborah, thank you so much for your call. And by the way, folks, if you want to help the people on Maui, as I mentioned, you know, consider taking a trip over there. I did some research recently for a show I was on talking about this as far as the airfare to and from Kahului, which is the main airport on Maui. And I found a flight from Los Angeles to Kahului for about $380, which was pretty cheap. So if you were thinking about taking a trip 6 months from now, if you can do it now, you'd really get a great plan. You'd get some great rates, as well as you'd be helping that community out in a time when they desperately need it. And we have links on ways that you can help also over at commando.com. There is a special website to help all the folks in Maui. It's called kokuaformaui.com. Kokua means help in Hawaiian, kokuaformaui.com. It actually redirects you to the Red Cross. And so if you have just a few bucks, you know, make sure that you head over there and just help out our folks over on Maui. And if you need a vacation, now is a good time for you to go to Maui too. The airfares are incredibly cheap, as I mentioned, as well as the hotels. And they need that money. They need your tourism to support the economy. I wish I could go, but I can't go yet. I'm going to go as soon as I get these stitches out of my old eyeball after the transplant. All right, this week I thought it's really important for us to talk about the most important documents that you have in your life. I'm talking about birth certificates, marriage licenses, your Social Security card, really crucial paperwork. It's time to upgrade because maintaining all these paper documents to keep records straight, okay, it just is horrible. It just opens the door to loss and theft and damage and other issues. So how exactly do you digitize all your important documents? Okay, well, for example, you can use a scanner. One of the easiest ways to do that is to just pick one up from Canon, Epson, HP, Brother, whoever it may be. But these have wireless and internet connectivity, color touchscreens, voice-activated controls, which is actually kind of sweet nowadays. And there's also ones that will handle multi-page documents in case you need to scan those. Now, if you don't want to go out and buy a scanner, hey, not a problem, okay? There are apps that you can use to scan documents instead. Now, if you are on an iOS device, use the Notes app. You have a document scanner built right into there, and it's really, really powerful. Just a tip when you're using it, you make sure that if it's a white paper, always put it on a dark background. I know, it's always kind of a pain in the neck. I always have to do mine on the floor because it seems like everything around my house is white. If you're not on an iPhone, you can use Adobe Scan. And then what's unique to it, it actually uses a little AI to identify and sharpen any handwritten text, which is super important. And then there's also Genius Scan. Now, in case you're looking for links to any of these, including Microsoft Lens, just head over to commando.com, the official homepage of the show, of course. That's KOMANDO.com. And then once you're there, you want to hit that button that says Show Picks. Oh, just one more thing about these digital documents. Okay, after you get them all on your computer, what I want you to do is make sure that you always save them up to the cloud, okay, or backup service, because this way, if your hard drive goes kaplunk, that you don't lose all your hard work.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
All right, David, in Mesa, Arizona, glad to have you with us.
You had a piece here not too far back ago where you said, well, there's a way you can make up a QR code on your modem so that when people are in your house and they want to use your Wi-Fi, that they can just use the point their phone at the QR code and it will automatically hook them up.
Yeah, so that's why you're not sitting there going, you know, yeah, you're not sitting there saying, okay, the network name is this and the password is this and upper lowercase 1258 and whatever it may be. Yeah, it's so annoying. And so the whole idea is that you get this QR code and you print it out and you put it in a frame. And you, whenever anybody comes over, you just they can just point their phone, as you said, just point their phone right at it, and it signs them automatically right into the network. What kind of phone do you have?
Samsung S20, whatever the latest one is.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to send you these instructions. Okay, but Samsung and Android, they actually have a way that you can create a QR code right on the phone, and it's all in the settings menu. And then you can take a screenshot of the QR code, and then you can just save that out. And it's like settings, connections, Wi-Fi, network, and internet. See where I'm going like this? It's like, oh my gosh, you got to go here, there. And then you're like, oh, there it is. Okay. And so it's like, whatever. And that's where you can, like I said, you can take a screenshot of the QR code that they put on there. Now, otherwise, you can just go to a website called QR Code Monkey. And again, it's called QR Code Monkey. And this is where you type in your network name and password, and it creates a QR code for you right there. As a matter of fact, I like this website because you could create a QR code for anything, a page on your website, a business card, your Facebook page, whatever it may be that you want a QR code for, does it right there for free. And again, the website's called QR Code Monkey. But hang on the line, David, because we're going to send you those steps on how to do it on that Samsung S22. And like all things Android, every once in a while, the steps that we put, your mileage may vary because they're all different flavors of Android. And they seem to like tweak things just enough to make it annoying. It does. So again, that's the QR code, that website. One more time for everybody, QR Code Monkey. Dave, thanks for your call. Before we leave the topic of QR codes, I just want to give you a warning, is that the hackers and the scammers have figured out yet another way to steal from you using QR codes. So you park your car, and then you put some money in the meter, and then you go wherever you need to go. And then suddenly there's a QR code that's sitting right there and says, oh, you didn't have enough money in the meter for the time that was spent, and so scan this QR code, and then we'll make sure that everything's taken care of because you can pay the city directly through here. Not especially if that QR code is just on a fake label, a piece of paper. And it may even be there when you actually park and you see the whole parking meter is covered by some paper that says QR code. So just be really, really careful wherever you go, especially with now these QR codes, because as you heard, they're just so easy to create nowadays. All right, you already know that clicking on a Word document attached to an email is a really easy way to get your system hit by malware or stalkerware. But now hackers are turning to a much simpler technique that you need to know about. They found a way to sneak bad software into your computer using PDF files. And the PDF files contain hidden Word documents that actually do the harm. So you're actually opening two documents at once. And so when you open the PDF file in Microsoft Office, that's how and when the malware gets activated. It's called Maldoc in PDF. Now, the clever part is that these files look totally normal to most security checks. So it's hard to know that they're dangerous until it's too late. So what you want to do is make sure that you turn off macros in Microsoft Office, because these files can look and act like two different type of files. It makes it really tricky to spot. So once again, in your security settings, just turn off macros inside Microsoft Office. And be sure to tell three friends about The Kim Komando Show, because knowledge is power, and you can find me at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.